I'm not so bad a guy once you get to know me. I'm really an alright guy. A bit odd compared to people you think are normal. I'm your typical reclusive guy who spends his days working and his nights resting, enjoying music and television. Perhaps the only thing that sets me apart from you is what I do when the lights are closed and my door is... Shit, I mixed that up, whatever. Show must go on. What I do when the lights are out and the door is closed. It's not shameful, unless you think sex is just that. What I do is typical of any human being. I have sexual attraction and great love. Oh, Christ. The difference between the usual and I is that my love is for that of a cartoon character named Norbert Foster Beaver. What I feel for him is no different than what you may feel for the love of your life. In fact, I strongly believe that Norbert is the one. Our relationship's strong and durable, and most of all, it's simple. We have been one since January 2004, which makes it longer lasting than many relationships I have seen come and go around me. Believe it or not, we do have our downs. It's always my fault, though, and I always fix it. Norbert just sits there silently until I'm all done being mental. It does drive me mad sometimes, being alone. With Norbert, I don't feel alone. But every now and then, my brain reminds me that he's not talking back to me, or embracing me with the passion that I do him. We get over it, though, and move on. I sit here today, 6.5 years into our remarkable relationship, and I'm thoroughly happy with what we have. The pairing of Norbert Beaver and David Wright, that is, myself, is a great one that is sure to last. Is it a mad obsession, though? Is it dangerous? Well, I see the pros and cons, and I'm convinced that the cons do not even come close to outweighing the pros. I recently came to realize something. You see, I do a lot of be closer with Norbert. What? I do a lot of be closer with Norbert. I draw many drawings of him, paint wonderful pictures, record the series and edit the ads so I may enjoy seeing him move whenever I want, take hundreds, I'm at over 1,000 now, of stills from those videos, run a website for the Beavers featuring the images I have taken from the videos, cover my room in said images, have a tattoo of him done on my arm. Jesus. And think about him whenever my mind is empty. Oh yes, and I made a large-size soft toy of him to sleep with along with other activities. Holy shit. Oh god. Every night. It's a freak show. Fucking right it is. It's a freak show. A total obsession. I don't agree that it is, but you are forgiven for thinking so. So back to what I realized. Imagine me, if you will. Replace Norbert with Brad Pitt, for example. Drawings of him, owning all the movies, thousands of images, a fan site, a tattoo on my arm, and a life-size man doll strongly resembling him. Someone looking in from the outside will be very frightened and say, that man needs help. I agree. Having said all that, is what I have with Norbert Beaver safe and okay?
No, it's not okay.
Yes, because he is not real. He is not human and he is not animal. He is both. In fact, he is made up of many men. a Big Daddy Mitchell shower who made him, the producers who worked him, the many people who storyboarded, the others who animated him, the writers who told him what to do, and the man whose voice gave him the breath of life that made Norbert Beaver come alive with character and personality. All these people are Norbert Beaver, and I thank them every time. I thank them every time we lay together. Without those people, I wouldn't have the best boyfriend in the whole world.